Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. The biggest story in so-called world music circles has been the rise over the last few years of the blind musician couple from Mali, Amadou and Mariam. Manu Chao produced their 2003 album Dimanche à Bamako that became a huge hit first in France and then worldwide. Their new album Welcome to Mali includes this song, Sabali, produced by British musician Damon Albarn of Blur, who's a huge fan. Sabali, the first single from Amadou and Mariam's latest album, Welcome to Bamako, produced by Damon Albarn, who's not the only British rock star enamored of the duo. They also opened for Coldplay on their tour. Here is a live version of the title track from the new album, Welcome to Mali. Yeah. That is Welcome to Mali, recorded at Radio 104 in Paris. And part of our presentation today is we get a chance to not only listen to these amazing live tracks, but get a chance to talk with Amadou and Mariam today on the show. That one, of course, is the title track to Welcome to Mali, the new album, which has already, in its release in England and Europe, had wonderful critical acclaim. It's the top album of the year in many of the places last year. And now we have the news that they will be opening a tour with Coldplay here in the U.S. Coming up later on this summer, and we're definitely looking forward to that. I want to welcome Amadou and Mariam to the show, and I guess an opening question would be about touring in Europe and the U.S. and what the difference is between that and doing a show, say, in Bamako or Ivory Coast or somewhere else in West Africa.
Oui, il y a une différence. Quand on est chez nous, on chante là-bas.
Audience,
quand on fait des
concerts, it's very like warm and into the concert like everywhere. But the main difference will be like in Mali, for example, people go on the stage. A lot of people come on stage and dance on stage, and there's that kind of habit of throwing money to musicians out there, for example. So, yeah, this is maybe the main difference.
This album, I guess for the first time you sing in English, but you've been singing in French for the longest time. Is it still unusual for you to sing in these languages, or are you comfortable writing in those languages now?
Oui, pour l'anglais, on vient de commencer.
Yeah, French has been a while that they sing in French. But English is more new, so yeah, they need to get a little bit more used to it. But yeah, with a little bit of time and slowly by slowly, it's going to be more comfortable.
What language are your lyrics originally in? Do you even when you sing in French, do you translate them?
On compose d'abord.
Yeah, all the songs they record is in Bambara first, and then after they translate to other languages.
Well, let's listen to another one of the live recordings done at Radio 104 in Paris from our guests today, Amadou and Mariam. And this is Magosa.
Show, 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 show.
Jama, jama, jama,
Magosa, another one of the recordings that you will find, well, that's a live performance, the recordings you'll find on Welcome to Mali, the latest album from Amadou and Mariam, and we're getting a chance to talk with them. What is Magosa about?
Magosa, ça veut dire les gens qui vont à l'aventure, ils n'avertissent pas.
Well, the song is about people that go adventuring. Like, when they go adventuring, they don't tell their families and friends before they leave. They just leave like that, and so that can create some problems.
Sabali is the one that Damon Albarn produced on the album called Welcome to Mali, and he also plays a bit of piano on Ce n'est pas bon, and I thought we would play that. Amadou, what are these lyrics about?
Bon, ce n'est pas bon, c'est, ça veut dire que il y a des comportements qui sont pas bons.
Yes, the song directly, and the lyrics are directly addressed to politicians, like when you have hypocrisy in politics or demagogy, it's not good for what politicians, the reason the politicians are in position. Politicians need to be there for the happiness of the people and giving people a good environment to live in.
This is Ce n'est pas bon.
Aujourd'hui, c'est la joie, la fête.
Dans la politique,
ce n'est
machine de guerre. Aime-toi pour ses ennemis. Il travaille pour lui en disant qu'il travaille pour nous. Il nous dit merci en pensant voilà qui est pris.
Ce n'est pas bon.
Ce n'est pas bon, recorded by our guests today, Amadou and Mariam at Radio Canto, recorded live in Paris, and we're getting a chance to talk with them today. I want to take you back a number of years and maybe talk a little bit about when you all first met. And I guess the question would be, which came first, the music or the romance?
Je pense que c'est la musique qui a commencé. Parce que
what came first is he thinks is a Amadou thinks is really music, because when he met Mariam in the Blind Institute of Bamako, the first things they did together were doing music together. This is the first thing they shared after love came.
We're going to play one more from the live at the Radio 104 radio concert with Amadou and Mariam, and could you all tell us a little bit about what Batoma is about?
Batoma, c'est une femme qui veut faire la fête.
Batoma is a song about that woman that just leave her home and want to party, and she leaves her baby just behind, and the baby's crying, and people are trying to reach her or call her, but she just doesn't care. So, yeah.
All right, this is Batoma.
Show! Show! Show!
Batoma from Amadou and Mariam. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear more of our World Cafe sessions, visit our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And thanks a lot for spending your time with the World Cafe.